energy, Bruce?
Yes, good. Right, over to Chile.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Great to see you. I have a message from Bruce's dad, John. He was absolutely thrilled with the card that we all signed for him. So he wanted us to know that. So that's lovely, isn't it? Perhaps we'll do it again sometime. Yeah. Does he see the recording of this? Oh, good morning, John. Right, so today the message that Bruce will be bringing will be about ascension. And I just felt to read a few verses from Hebrews at the beginning. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you that we're here once again, all together. And Lord, we pray for Sarah, who's not with us today, and all those who can't be with us. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can, having celebrated Easter and your resurrection, we now celebrate your ascension to sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, we're so thankful. And we're so thankful that you sent your Holy Spirit to be with us. So this morning, as always, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we're going to start with praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.
Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor due to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children.
Great.
Go straight into, or heaven declares, I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship you alone.
As our advocate and friend, we in turn want to be your faithful servants and enjoy being part of your wonderful family. We pray for your church worldwide and for our church here, Lord. Lead us and help us. Open to us whatever you will for our future. We pray especially for Stuart, still in hospital, for John, who is listening to the service, Helen, April, Maureen, and for Sarah, who spent most of the night with a neighbour in emergency at the hospital. Also, we pray for each of us gathered here today. Equip us, Lord, to serve you, filled with the Spirit and revealing love and humility. These prayers we bring to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Now let us join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So now we're going to sing, Jesus shall take the highest honour. Jesus shall take the highest praise. Let all earth join heaven in exalting the name which is above all other names.
Shall take the highest honor. Jesus shall take the highest praise. Let all join heaven in exalting the name which is above all other names. Let's bow and be in humble adoration.
Belongs to you.
used to have a not having that television on. We've never had it on before. I can't hear a word you're saying, I'm afraid.
Every week since we came back.
What, since they came?
Since we came, and there was one with you were sitting over there, so we couldn't see it.
And I was, apparently when I was sitting over there, I couldn't see it. Right, sorry. Now we come to God's Word, Scriptures, and Brian's going to bring this to us today.
In Luke 24, verses 45 to 53. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what it is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
Amen. So now we're going to sing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all."
Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth
Cabin. We don't think it would fit where we've been given the key piece of ground, and Bruce has been working very hard for us on that matter, and so I've turned my thoughts to other things. I'm not saying that the porter cabin is divorced, but I am in touch with the builder. I'm going to be in touch with Bristol College, the youth department, and with SWIM, an organization that helps to train people. And we've had at least four, if not six, students training with us in the past. So that would be one way of getting staff for another 2 years, for instance, if they have someone who can help. So I'm not going to give up. And I've told the elders just that. I'm looking at the situation in many ways. I've been talking to a builder, and I wonder whether, he's young, I wonder whether he would be willing to become one of our trustees, because the knowledge that he has about building is pretty good. So I value your prayers for the things that we're going to do. It may be it would be better to rent a building. I don't know. We're going to look at lots of things, but one of the things that we're going to do is to send most of you have seen this anyway, but the word in the willows, we're going to send another one of these out to every house in the willows, telling them what we would like to do, but asking them what they would like to have organized in the week, for instance. So in the past we've done outings, we've done craft work, we've done work on cars, we've offered quite a lot of different things. But there's no point in doing any of that unless it's what the residents want. So that's why the leaflet's going out, and it will also, of course, the sheet, or double sheet, whatever, will of course bring people's attention to the church. It's all part of our work. I don't know how long I'll be here in this life, but I tell you this, you won't stop me. I'm going to go on working as long as I can, because I believe that is the Lord's will for the willows. They've been pushed about. They've got no activity other than the pub. It's sad. And you probably don't know, but there are people living in the willows, one half of a partnership. There are couples that have moved in here, some of them older than others, and one or other of them has died. And so that one person that's left lives on their own. And they would value company. Also, of course, it's good for us as Christians to reach out and help people. But we must be ready to help them doing what they need. In other words, fulfill their need. And I believe if we're serious about that, the Lord will not fail us. So please just pray for the ideas that we're going to look at, and we pray for the Lord's guidance. If some don't work, I'm sure others will. So we might hire a place, we might buy a place, who knows? I don't know. I don't need to know, because I know it's in the Lord's hands. Now I'll be quiet. Ascension. What a privilege it is for the disciples to listen to Jesus expound the work. They've had a beautiful, I nearly took Graham's glasses. They look very thank you, Graham. But they had such a lovely time, didn't they? The disciples of Jesus. They listened to him share his word, his teaching. They loved it. So, what do we see? Well, we see joyful hearts among the disciples, because Jesus opened their lips. Not only did they hear, but they shared. They shared the truth that Jesus brought. But you know, privilege always brings responsibilities. The disciples were to be witnesses. Witness of all that Jesus had said and done. Now, a witness is someone who sincerely tells what he or she has seen and heard. And the word witness is used in one way or another. 20 times it's used in the book of Acts. As Christians, we are not judges or prosecuting attorneys sent to condemn the world, oh no. We are witnesses who point to Jesus and tell people who do not know him, how they can be saved. How could a group of common people ever hope to fulfill that kind of commission? God promised to provide the power, and he did. On the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon the church and empowered them to preach, the word. And after Pentecost, the Spirit continued to fill them with great power. Witnessing, you see, is not something that we do for the Lord. It is something that he does through us. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, there is a great difference between a sales talk and a Spirit-empowered witness. A chap called Vance Hanver said, "People do not come to Christ at the end of an argument." He said Simon Peter came to Jesus because Andrew went after him with a testimony. And so, we go forth in the authority of Jesus' name and in the power of his Spirit, heralding the gospel of grace. For some reason, our Lord's ascension is not given, it seems, the prominence in the church that it deserves. And that's a great pity, because it is of great importance. Think of what it meant to Jesus to return to heaven and to sit on the throne of glory. His ascension, my friend, is proof that he has conquered every enemy and that he reigns supremely far above all. In heaven today, our Lord ministers as our high priest and our advocate. As high priest, he gives us the grace we need to face testing and temptation. And if we fail, then as an advocate, he forgives us. Yes, he forgives us. And he restores us when we confess. When we confess our sins and our failing. You see, as the glorified head of the church, Jesus Christ is equipping his people, that's us, to live for him and to serve in the present world. How are we getting on with that, I wonder? Through the Holy Spirit, he is seeking to make us more like himself. And I know when I first heard that, you know, one of the aims is to make us like Jesus, I thought, well, that's impossible. But the work of the Spirit is powerful and wonderful. Of course, he is also preparing a home for his people in heaven. That's what we're going to look forward to. And one day, he will return to take us to be with him forever. You know, the last thing our Lord did was to bless his people. And the first thing they did was to worship him. Can I repeat that? The last thing our Lord did was to bless people, and the first thing they did was to worship him. Worship is tremendously important. And those two always go together. For as we truly worship, he will share his blessings. He not only opened their lips to witness the disciples, but he also opened their lips to worship and to praise him. So, my friends, as we celebrate this time, as we celebrate the going of Jesus back into heaven to take his rightful place, as we do this, may we take the challenge that the Lord is wanting us to witness, and he's wanting us to worship and praise him. Praise God for Jesus. Amen.
We're going to sing All Hail King Jesus, All Hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Bright Morning Star. Every day you give me breath, I'll sing your praises, and I'll reign with you throughout eternity. Amen. So, crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. So, let's sing out. Thank you.
let us stand and gather to say the grace.
Didn't it? Can't believe we haven't done it all the time I've been there.
May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.